Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, that was G-Man. You're listening to, he sampled the Jackson 5 song, or Michael Jackson's song, Be Where You Are. Everyone, today we have the Commissioner of the U.S. Virgin Islands, Mr. Positive Nelson. He's a former Senator of the U.S. Virgin Islands. He's on Show Talk with Angela Butler to give some opinions, and even in for all of you who don't know, the U.S. Virgin Islands is a part of the United States of America. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well on yourself, Ms. Butler. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Okay.
As you know, what's happened in the United States of America, last week with the insurrection of what happened in Washington, D.C. I don't know if you know it or not, but they're supposed to be doing it in all 50 states. How do you feel about this? Do you think it's going to affect the Virgin Islands, or do you think it's just going to be over here in America, in the states?
Well, it's hard to say how it may affect us. Of course, anything that affects Washington, D.C. and the United States of America will have some kind of trickle-down effect on us. What I feel about the whole incident, however, is I think it's a very sad day in America. It's a very unfortunate time in America when the head of state can cause an insurrection, when the head of state, because of his unwillingness to vacate the office and unwillingness to accept the results of an election, can cause what I call an act of treason. And I'm watching, like I'm quite sure the rest of the world is watching, how the American justice system is going to deal with it, because it's a bad reflection of America to the world. Okay, forget this Republican Democratic nonsense. This is supposed to be America, the established nation, power country of the world. First of all, we have someone who's been in office that seemed not to fit the part, seemed to be very elementary in his thinking. And then on top of that, we have allowed this individual to stay in office and for 4 years sent America reeling backwards to an age somewhere in the 1960s or 50s. And that is quite unbecoming of this great nation that America is. And we're going to have some years after he's out of office in trying to do damage control, because our image to the world is not what it was anymore. We're not the great American nation anymore. We're a real, as like he likes to call it, a real shithole country now.
Yes. Yes, that's how America is seen. It's not seen as the land of the free and the brave. Also, with all the killings here in the USA of the black people, that, you know, America is being a hypocrite, because when they go to other countries and talk about the murders there and the dictators and people who are killing their own people, well, that's happening over here. It's been happening since slavery. But they really can't point the finger at other countries, because they're killing too.
That's true.
There have been 95 people shot here in the USA, black people, since George Floyd, as of 2 weeks ago.
And you know the sad part about that? Sorry to cut into you. The sad part about that, Ms. Butler, is that the only reason that we're able to see this today is because of people having cell phones and able to broadcast directly. We've seen over the years this has been happening, but media, the main media sources, these are stories that they would suppress.
Yes, it is.
So thankfully, because of individuals having their cell phones and recording these things, we've been seeing it, and we've been able to expose it some more. But the underlying question is, what's going to change the behavior of the American citizens who feel like that's okay and it should be accepted? What's going to actually cause a change in behavior? Because everybody's being so appalled, and like, you know, even the outgoing president, 4-5, all he did, people are putting the whole of racism of America on his back. All he did was to be a voice of America who still feels that way. And it has proven to us that there's a large sector of America that still feels that way. Should we be mad at them? Not necessarily. But should we be able to feel as equal and be able to defend and have the same rights? Of course. So therein is where the justice system should be fair, should be equal, should be just in the way they persecute and the way they protect. And we haven't seen the same persecution or that person could have prosecution or the protection of individuals.
They handled the white people that were there in Washington, D.C. gently.
Very, very, very gently. But then when you think about it, they perhaps knew because of a command from 4-5 himself that he was not in danger because that's his supporters. So, if they were there to protect the president, I guess they felt the president was in no danger.
But they tried to assassinate the vice president.
I don't know if they tried to assassinate the vice president because all that, the Trump supporters who came in there, they support the administration. Both the president.
No, they don't.
No? Well,
they said they were traitors.
Okay.
It was on TV, on the news.
So I guess they're saying that now because they feel because the vice president is not supporting the outgoing president in his position. I mean,
because he did not declare that he was still the president, and because he counted the electoral college votes.
Well, you know, again, it's just proven that
he has no power to stop President Biden from becoming president. President Joe Biden is the legal president. He is the president that the people chose.
Oh yeah, we're not disputing that. I think we're disputing as far as whether or not, or we're talking about whether or not Pence should have done anything different to allow.
That's
Trump.
What Mr. Trump's people are saying. He turned on his own vice president.
Well, at some point, you can't compete with ignorance. You just have to let it blow off in the wind, and that's ignorance.
Coup. It was a coup. They tried to overthrow the government.
And more than that, I think what they did more than anything was embarrass the American nation, the American capital, and for the fact that not much was done to defend our capital, it is showing weak point of our nation, and that is what a bigger impact than even them just walking into the White House. I mean, you know, they desecrated the White House with feces, urine, and I mean, what kind of thinking is that? What type of sick thinking that is? That's all I can say about that. It's a sick thinking. It's a stinking thinking. There's nothing good or American about it. It's total anti-American. It's anti-everything that America has fought to develop and establish itself as for this 270-something years. And it's just erased all of that. For what purpose? For one individual who wants to rule his way, to let it be his world? I think American citizens are bigger than that. I think American citizens are greater than that. I think American citizens want...
But they're not. There's about 40% of America, 45% of America who thinks that way, who thinks that Mr. Trump should be president. There were like 89 million or something who voted for, 84 million, I think, voted for Biden, and 74 million voted for Trump.
Yeah, and it's their choice, and I'm not mad with them for making that choice. But now that a choice has been made, we just have to move on, and we all have to be united as a country. To stay divided over what? Trump.
Every time black people in the states make progress. We made progress in Georgia, Carolinas. The Carolinas here in the United States put Biden in office. Georgia put two senators in there. I mean, yeah. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. We black people did that. And every time we make progress, there's always a backlash.
Well, the truth is, Trump was a backlash from an Biden presidency. So it is telling you that when they realize that there's some slip too, that they, you know, that blacks in America had gotten over an obstacle or a hurdle that was put in the way, then the fervor in which they lashed back at it, what we call it here in the islands, they cut off their nose to spite their face. In other words, it didn't matter if the whole country's economy was at a halt. It didn't matter what else happened, so long as it mattered to them that they were able to put a total opposite from an Obama administration in office. That was more important to them than America itself. And when that becomes more, when that type of attitude, that type of thinking, that type of bias, secular thinking is more important to individuals or groups of individuals than the country themselves, than the country itself, then that's an issue. That should be an issue that should be appalling to every person with love in their heart, every American citizen or even immigrant or just every global citizen who is watching this and realizing that there's selfishness reigning and not the greater good. And that should be of concern to even his diehards.
How are you all doing with the coronavirus? Has it affected the U.S. Virgin Islands like it's affected the states?
We're managing. We're trying to follow all the protocols, and our numbers has been constant, so we've sort of been holding down on the numbers pretty good. The governor, the Honorable Governor Albert Bryan Jr., he has weekly meetings, weekly updates, where he continues to encourage the community and guide us into the protocols to follow, and just keeping on top of it. So I think we've been doing pretty good. The vaccination is here now. People are taking it.
You are a powerful man, Mr. Positive Nelson. Commissioner Nelson, you were once a senator. You're a pretty powerful man, and I'm glad you come on Show Talk with Angela Butler, because you're also an intelligent black man. But I'd like to ask you, are you going to become a senator again? Are you going to run for office?
It currently is not in my scope. I don't have any plans to seek the office of senator anymore. I can't say that it's in any of my immediate or future plans. I currently serve as in the cabinet. I'm a cabinet member. I'm commissioner of agriculture, and I guess I'm just taking it one day at a time.
What are you doing with agriculture, sir, in the U.S. Virgin Islands?
It's all about food security, especially, and COVID highlighted the necessity for us who live in these remote places like islands, that we need to be able to rely more on ourselves as it relates to food supply. That, if there are shortages in America, that of course ultimately those shortages will be felt here in the island. So with agriculture, we're trying to depend less on imports and grow more food here from a local sources in a way to preserve ourselves. It's vital, and it's also adds to our economy as well. And agriculture in the Virgin Islands has been king. Produce a lot of meats and other type of vegetables before for the Caribbean and European nations, and I believe with the proper incentives and the proper interest, we can see agriculture playing a significant role once again, not only in sustaining us, but being a place of employment, a place for employment and opportunities for our citizens.
Yes, sir. Well, they have food. It's food insecurity over here. It's churches here in the town that I live in. Every Thursday, they give out food.
Okay.
It's food insecurity everywhere.
Yes. And so while we're encouraging, and here we have the proper atmosphere, so many of our citizens have taken up doing backyard gardening and some are for themselves, and I've started loving it. And I've seen where many individuals who's just started gardening just for themselves, just to supply some of their own kitchen spices or what have you, have started to have abundance and a much extra now that they have turned that backyard garden into a side business.
Yes, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
People have to survive.
Mm-hmm.
People have to survive.
Yes, we sure do. Mm-hmm.
So you're not aspiring to go any higher in politics, I would sort of sound the things.
And right now, look, I'll tell you, I live in the Virgin Islands, so I'm always going to care about what happens to the Virgin Islands, what the leadership is in the Virgin Islands, and that we are at least making our best effort to make the quality of life, to enhance the quality of life here for Virgin Islanders. Do I have political ambition necessarily? No, my ambition has never been politics, even when I did serve as a senator for 14 years. My ambition has never been politics. Am I interested in ensuring that we can live here? Yes, I am. What that looks like in the future, Ms. Butler, I can't tell you. I can't tell you that I'm sitting here planning a run in 2 years or a run in 6 years or a run in 10 years. I can't tell you any of that because I actually am not. What I am, however, is very involved in just staying alert, being attentive, and doing whatever role I can facilitate in helping to enhance the quality of life of Virgin Islanders and the world community altogether.
I was told that the Virgin Islands is a beautiful place.
Place with beautiful people. And we get the best of both worlds here because here is an American destination and we're in the Caribbean. So you get the security of being in an American destination, but the spices of being in a Caribbean place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It sounds beautiful. It sounds like a beautiful place to be.
It's worth a trip. You do not need a passport to get here. It's just one of those places that you probably see in a storybook. You know, you can well imagine when Christopher Columbus and all those other pirates were coming across and they ran into these islands and they called them the jewels of the sea. It's because that's exactly what they look like. Imagine coming across all this dark blue ocean and then you run into these nice, bright green, flamboyant islands, you know, with the way the sun seems to be shining like gold around here.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes, I hope.
Maybe one day I'll get to see the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be seeming too much like a fantasy. It's very realistic. It can be accomplished with the special fears that the airlines are having. You can get here for a fair cost, and even the hotels have been given a discounted rate in trying to attract people to the island. So it may not be as far-fetched as you may think.
Oh, okay. That's good news.
Yes,
very good news.
Uh-huh.
All right. So thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm not going to hold you much longer. I just want to hear your opinion about the things that were going on over here in the States. They're intending to do this in all 50 states. I'm an hour and 15 minutes from the state capitol. They're supposed to go into the black neighborhoods. We all know it. It's been all on the news. We're getting text messages and things. The chief of police are being warned in every town and city and state and county. So, about what's going on. So, it's supposed to be a coup. They're trying to overthrow the government. They're supposed to be doing the same thing they're doing in Washington, D.C. They did in Washington, D.C. So the 17th and the 20th, the Inauguration Day. So just waiting to see what happens and trying to stay safe, not the way of bullets and abuse.
Yeah, well, all I can say on that is, you know, to black America in particular is, do not get drawn into any act of violence. You know, that's the bait. That's the bait so they can retaliate with and respond with violence. So, you know, here you're going to have to practice tolerance. You're going to have to practice the approach of Dr. Martin Luther King. And, you know, at some point, yeah, you're going to have to also keep in mind the approach of Malcolm X because, you know, we're not going to be pushed over about this. But you try your best to avoid any violent encounters and do not be baited, suckered into carrying out any violent act, because that may be exactly what they're trying to get to happen so that their response is justified. So it's very important that we tell our children those things, in any group that we're part of, that all of the members understand that, because all it needs is for someone, some wrong thing to kick off, and it just loses all of its purpose and all of its effort, all of its meaning, because it's erupted in violence.
Yes, well, it's public knowledge. It's not a secret. So we're just trying to shelter in, so to speak, not going into this. My family, that is, my mother, my family, try not to go into the stores too much and things like that.
Okay, yeah, and that's what it is. And sometimes when you find those businesses that are supporting that type of attitude and demeanor and disposition of 4 or 5, then we also must withhold our resources from them. We should those.
All right.
We really should not spend in those stores.
Yes, sir. I understand. All right. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. You have a wonderful day. And remember, choose the positive in any situation you encounter.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Mr. Positive Nelson. And thank you, Commissioner of Agriculture.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Butler. You take care.
Thank you, sir. All right, everyone. That was the Commissioner of the U.S. Virgin Islands of Agriculture. That was Mr. Positive Nelson. Yes, his name is really Positive. He is a very intelligent man. I always enjoy interviewing him. I always learn something. And he has a positive attitude and personality. That's another reason I like to talk with him and put him on my show, and for you and let you all listen to him. He's really intelligent, and it shows, and he's got a positive attitude, and that's something a lot of people don't have in this day and time. Not that I'm blaming people, because I know that it's hard to have a positive attitude with everything that's going on, but you still have to try to. People say it's all negativity, but it's also dangerous times. All right, everyone. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I haven't put out a show in a while. Thank you all.